Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, welcome, welcome. Zolak and Bertrand. No Zoe, no Beetle. It is the great three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, former Patriots linebacker, alongside the not-so-great Adam Jones here, taking you up until 2 o'clock on a Thursday with all your phone calls, 617-779-0985. What's up, Ted?
Hey, buddy. I'm good, man. It's good to be here with you. It's so funny how you say, hey, you go do the toss. The people like you. They like people love Adam Jones.
Oh, that's
they
so false.
Love.
That's
I'm out there.
So false.
Everywhere I go, people are talking about Adam Jones, man. So you are beloved in this town. So don't sell yourself short, my man.
And yeah. Sarge knows. There's not a lot of love out there.
Well, you know, you're a man of the people, Adam Jones.
No, I'm not.
At nighttime.
No, I'm not.
And as my
I am the opposite. I am the opposite of man of the people.
It's really light in here too. It's a little too light.
Very much so. Hello. I need some makeup like on NBC Sports Boston. But as my old teammate and friend William McGinnis would say, Zolak and Bertrand, they don't want the big house and the nice cars and the model wives, you know, because they're taking time off, you know. We'll take their spots. We'll take
great,
the big houses.
Great
we'll take
point.
The cars. We'll
We're
take the model wife.
In here, grinding on a Thursday.
That's it.
That's
everybody else is on vacation, but
that's
not us.
What we're doing. Get ready for your fellow players there, Ted, your fellow brethren, to start grinding a little bit more on behalf of their billionaire bosses. The latest from Adam Schefter yesterday is that we're getting 17 games, just about agreed to. It sounds like it's going to be agreed to by March 18th. We're going to get 17 games. We're going to expand to 7 playoff teams per conference, which means only one bye team. You're going to have an extra wild card game in each conference on wild card weekend, an extra playoff team in each conference. We're going to go to 17 regular season games. There's only going to be three preseason games. The players get a larger cut of the pie than they were getting. Other than that, I'm scratching my head. I don't know what else they're going to get out of this. Let's work our way through all your thoughts on it, what it means for the Patriots big picture, what it means for Bill and Tom specifically. We'll get to all that coming up. But your general takeaway here, going to 17 games, adding a playoff game, playoff round rather, playoff team for each conference. Is that good or bad?
Okay, so I didn't know it was maybe kind of leaning more towards the players agreeing to a 17-game schedule. I could see the players without question. We'll talk about the playoff, adding a team in each conference. So 7 teams in each conference that is being proposed at first before we get to the 17-game schedule. To me, here's the thing when it comes to an added playoff team in each conference. Although I feel like as a fan, where I sit right now, Adam,
right.
I feel that I don't know if that's necessarily better for the game. It will give two fan bases extra opportunity to kind of have buy in on their teams, right? So and so it makes it more interesting for those seventh teams, to the teams that are the seventh seed, to get in, more exciting for those fans to watch their team. However, but the players have zero problem with that. So
with the extra playoff team,
and here's why. Players want it's you know what, look, we make our money and we want to reach our dreams and set our families up for life if we can by making a lot of money in this league, But more than anything, guys want championships. It's another opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
Well,
guys don't care.
And it's less pressure. It's less pressure, right? An extra team gets into the postseason. It's less pressure. You don't have to hear from people like me or you or Sarge on the radio, you know, grilling you for missing the playoffs and asking tough questions about why you missed the playoffs.
Right.
It's an extra opportunity. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody makes the playoffs. That's what we're doing. We're watering it down.
Yeah.
So I agree. From a fan perspective, I think it stinks. I think watering the NFL playoffs down, even getting an added wild card game, you know, three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, that's enticing as a fan. Watering it down and cheapening the playoff race and getting in another crappy team into your postseason, I think as a fan that stinks. But from a player perspective, I do get why they agreed to the extra playoff team. It's less pressure on them, and it does, for some teams, probably not for the team here, but for a lot of teams, the other 31 franchises, it does increase their odds at winning a Super Bowl.
I will say this. So we agree on that. So from a player standpoint, it's another opportunity to win a championship. You don't get paid. You know, the playoff games, checks are not, you know, most guys are taking huge pay cuts to play in the playoffs. But the added revenue that's going to go in the total pie, and so they'll have bigger salaries. So they're going to make a lot of money by adding a team in the playoffs. So the players are going to absolutely have zero problem with adding another team in the playoffs. But you're right. From a fan's perspective, I to me, it is watered down. You know, I mean, there are – here's the thing. I know the Giants did it against the Patriots, what, in 2007?
They were a wild card team.
When's the last time?
I think the Packers won as a wild card team, too, with Aaron Rodgers, I believe. But
it hasn't happened in a very, very long time.
Oh, no. The last handful of years, it's been, if you're not a bye week team, you're not getting to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, you may not be the one seed. Like, the Ravens weren't the one seed last year. The Niners were. But, you know, the Chiefs still had a bye week. And, you know, that if that's going to continue with this, then it's really going to make the playoffs less interesting, because that bye for only one team is going to be so significant.
You're right. And so say whatever the number two seed is, who doesn't have to have a bye, now is playing on wild card weekend, and they're playing the seventh seed. It's just, I don't think from an aesthetic standpoint, you know, from a viewing standpoint, it's going to be a good game. A lot of these 3 and 6 seed games in wild card weekend are a lot of times, more times than not, not real compelling. It's not compelling football. Well, so
you know who the teams are that would be in the playoffs from a year ago. You'd get the 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers with Duck Hodges,
right?
Or
right.
Mason Rudolph. You know, if you know his teammates want to play with him. So that's the team in the AFC, the 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers, just barely edging out the 7-9 Broncos, 7-9 Raiders, 7-9 Colts, and 7-9 Jets. That's right. The Jets would be one game away from the playoffs in this current format. A season ago. Also, the Rams. Don't you love watching the Rams? Aren't they so fun to watch? 9-7 LA Rams. One win away would have been the 8-8 Bears and the 8-8 Cowboys. Yep. And the Cowboys, I guess, were already one win away from winning the division. Yep. Those would have been your added playoff teams.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That stinks.
Snooze fest.
That stinks.
Snooze fest. And I think it's too punitive for I like that there's two teams.
Two bye teams.
Because the bye is such a huge advantage. If you're a two seed.
Well, Ted, in 2001, you guys don't have the bye. Are you winning the Super Bowl?
No.
How about 2004?
No.
Are you sure? Well, 2004, you guys are pretty good. 2004, you guys are pretty good.
I mean, the best defense probably in the Belichick era. But, you know, so maybe the 2004 team, which a lot of people consider maybe the best team in Belichick.
2001.
Era. No. Sorry. No,
the dynasty may not have launched. Is all you're saying?
that's
a pretty significant thing. If you guys don't have the bye week that year, I don't know. You're playing an added playoff game. Maybe you're still getting a team at home in the second round. I guess I'd have to think about how it would all play out. You probably would, I guess. But you're playing an added round. Like, I don't know. Are you going to the Super Bowl? Are you still winning the Super Bowl? Is the dynasty launched? Like, that's a pretty significant thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just think taking another team out is. Of the bye, not playing not having to play in the wild card, I think is too punitive. I think there's something about, I just liked two teams earning a bye. It makes that regular season, I think, that much more important. It's a huge advantage. All three of my Super Bowls were all won with first round byes. And so in that, it more times than not, the teams that are the top two seeds win the whole thing. And so I just think it's too punitive to have to take a bye week off of one of those teams. You know, only one team now, each conference gets a bye. I just think it's a huge advantage, and people don't necessarily like to think of it that way, but it's after a long season to play an extra game in the playoffs to get a chance to play in the Super Bowl is so hard. You're physically, it's just draining. And so to have to play an extra game in the playoffs is, to me, I think, it just really decreases your chances of being in the Super Bowl.
Well, and again, it's significant for who that number one seed is, right? So it decreases everybody else's chances. It is this ultimately coveted thing. I think a lot of people focus on it and say, wow, look, there's a whole other team in the mix. The 8-8 sure. Steelers or whatever I just said right. They were. 8-8 Steelers. The 9-7 yeah. Rams. Wow. That'd be a whole other team in the mix. You do take away another race. You take away a race for that second bye. So,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that Patriots-Dolphins games that last year that we were all freaking out about when the Patriots lost that game and the Chiefs ended up winning their game, all that intrigue is gone because they're both just playing on wild card weekend. Neither one of them are catching the Ravens.
Bingo.
All that intrigue is gone.
That to me.
So why are we even watching the Patriots in December? If they can't get the number one seed, what are we watching for? They're just going to be a wild card team.
Okay, of the two races, what's a more intriguing race? To get the second seed to get us a bye? Or the get the seventh seed with a team that might have a below 500 record
to barely sneak in and get their asses kicked in the first round.
And that was pretty similar to the year where the Patriots, where you guys laid down to the Dolphins to get Jacksonville. Instead, you would have gotten Pittsburgh.
2005? Were you still
remember
playing
that?
In 2005?
You were there.
It was the
on New Year's Day. Doug Flutie had the drop kick.
I lost. Yeah, I wasn't on that
year. Okay,
I just retired.
But that would have been right. So something like that. Now they're going to reseed like they have in years past. So if it happened,
do we know that?
I think so.
I mean, I would imagine they are, but I would imagine they're going to reseed unless they want to do the baseball thing.
Oh,
pick your
God.
Team.
Oh,
that
God.
Would be awesome. Are you kidding me?
That would be kind of cool.
Wait, you don't like? I would love that.
Entertainment aspect would be fun.
I would love that.
That's all I care about. Yeah, I don't care about anything else. What else do I care about? That's what I care about. Entertainment.
Jones got a little Vince McMahon in him. I like it.
The only thing I liked about that stupid baseball proposal was that they get to pick their teams. They're expanding their dumb playoffs and they're doing a bunch of other stupid stuff, but I like that they pick their teams. Don't reseed. Let the NFL teams pick their teams. That I like.
So if Pittsburgh had won last year or this year in that current format,
they didn't have to win. They just would have got in the playoffs.
No. If they had won the wild card weekend, they'd be the last seed.
Yep.
Then they would have gone to Baltimore. They would have had Baltimore.
I believe so.
That would have been the third time they play them too.
Isn't this an example of the gluttony that is the NFL owners?
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, right? The old Mark Cuban line.
It is unbelievable. They just can't help themselves, man. They can't.
Well,
and it's like sometimes you just go, you guys are going to
– well,
it's going to happen.
I mean
– you guys are getting way too fat.
The players can't help themselves either because the players saw an extra percentage point on the total revenue and they're like, done deal. Yeah. We'll give away our souls. Yeah. We'll give away our bodies. 1% extra? Wow, we'll take it. 617-779-0985. All your thoughts on this. We've covered mostly the playoff aspect of it. Seven teams. Do you like that as a fan? I get why players like it. Do you like that as a fan? Watering it down. Do you like the playoffs as they are? Do you think they need it improving? Again, 617-779-0985. We're off and running here. Zolak and Bertrand, Adam Jones, and Ted Johnson in for the guys. Let's get to the 17th game, the added regular season game coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
As a longtime former player, Marcus, do you like 17 games?
No, I don't. And look, my mind will never change. I think 16 games is a lot. Already, and then you talk about teams possibly going to the playoffs, especially ones without the bye. That's, look, one extra game. And I know in general, people say, well, it's one extra game. It's three more hours on a Sunday, not after you've taken 900 hits throughout the course of an entire season. That is the focus of the players. And obviously, you talk about player safety.
Marcus Spears. on with Mike Greenberg there. Get up. Longtime veteran there in the NFL. We have another longtime NFL veteran here, Ted Johnson. How many years, Ted?
I put in 10.
10 years.
Hold him for 10 years, yep.
Player rep. You were player rep for how many years?
3 terms, so 6 years total.
Oh, got it. They're two years.
2 years each term. Yeah,
like a representative there, like a state rep. 2 year terms.
Similar to that. Yes, exactly.
6 years. Okay, so 6 years as a player rep, 10 years in the NFL. We've already discussed our thoughts on going to 7 playoff teams. I think it is good for the players, less pressure on them, added opportunity to get into the postseason, kick it a can for a Super Bowl. I think for the players that makes sense. That's an easy one to agree to. For the fans, I do think it stinks. It waters it down. We agree on that. Marcus Spears, we just heard, does not like going to 17 games. And it's still 20 total games, by the way. 3 preseason games, 17 regular season games. As an ex-player, 6 years as a rep, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's a slippery slope. I don't like it at all. And if it's kind of, I think, highlights maybe how the system is broken from one side of it. And that is the player rep side. From the NFLPA, I've been critical of our union many, many times because a lot of times I feel as if the reps, the rank and file, get kind of outvoted or get, I think, pushed aside by the executive committee. There's 11 guys that are on the executive committee, okay? And they...
This might be a stupid question. Each team has one rep?
Each team has one rep with, like, two kind of... reps underneath
like vice representatives or something like that.
And then we vote
and
on
then there's an executive
committee. And there's when I was playing, it was 11 guys. I don't know how many there is now, but it's and those are the guys that.
But so let's roughly, you know, round that. If every team has a rep and there's 11 guys, it's about a third of the league.
A third of the league.
So a third of the league runs the show.
It really does. And so
the players.
For the players. I think they have more of really more power than the union reps do from each team. And so I think a lot of times those guys, you know, I think they can get easily influenced by the other side, by the NFL. A lot of times, you know, you got Troy Vincent. He used to be the president, turncoat. He used to be the kind of president of the NFLPA, is now working for the NFL. There's a lot of guys that want to maybe work for the NFL someday that are on the union side. And so I've never felt real good about the decisions from our union, making the decisions that is truly best in the best interest of its players. The unfortunate part about our union is there's so much turnover in this league. And guys are you know, coming and going. And a lot of times, I mean, you have almost like a third of the union reps the following year are all new because they got cut, hurt, or they're not there. So you don't have continuity. You don't have really one strong voice like you do in the baseball.
Well, so, and I think Teddy Bruschi, your former position mate, your former teammate, he tweeted out something to the effect that I'm paraphrasing here. You know, Bruschi said, look, if I'm new to the league and it turns over all the time, I see the players get a bigger cut of the pie, 1% to 1.5% whenever the 17th game goes in. So it's going to be 40. Out of the total revenue, the players are getting 47% currently. They're going to go up to 48.5%, still less than half. But they add a point and a half. And I think most players, especially young players, look at that and go, oh, great, we get more money? Awesome. I'm going to set my family up. Whereas Bruschi tweeted out, you know, if I'm a 10-year vet, I don't want that. I want to hold out for bigger things. I don't want to chase that quick, fast money, especially when I got to split my 48.5% with how many players are in the NFL?
Yeah, it's about 1,700.
1,700 guys. Yeah. I got to split my 48.5% with 1,700 other guys, 1,699 other guys.
Right.
Meanwhile, the 32 billionaires get to split their 51.5% of the pie. The players should be getting a larger piece. They hear they're getting more. That sounds great. They should be holding out for a heck of a lot more than a point and a half.
And it's exactly how
for
it works,
one,
Adam.
For one game?
Yep. Yeah, and Teddy's absolutely right. You have different perspectives because the age gap can be so different. When I retired, I was 32. I'm playing with 22-year-olds that, honestly, I had a hard time as a union rep trying to get these guys to put money in their 401k. So, guys, okay, so you put in a dollar. The Patriots put in $2. No, I don't want to give that money. I want my money now. Are you out of your mind? So they don't think like that. They just want their money right now. And so
That's right. Didn't DeMaurice Smith say he was going to convince players to put away like 2 years worth of salary?
Please. That's not going to happen.
So you couldn't get two games worth.
Right.
You couldn't get two years worth?
Please.
Hey, get ready for a 2-year lockout. And then they're early to negotiate the new CBA. Yeah. What a joke.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to keep 17 players in line. Like, I understand that's a hard task, but that was laughable.
You're right. And I think my overarching kind of point that I'm trying to make to you, Adam, is that if the owners want 17 games, they're going to get 17 games, whether the players like it or not.
Clearly.
I can't believe there's maybe the tip, there's starting to tip in favor of a 17-game schedule, because if you ask the rank and file and you took a vote for all the 1,700 guys that play in the NFL, guys would be like, no, it's already enough games. All right. You're going to take one preseason game off? To the majority of the team, that's nothing, because starters don't even play in these preseason games anymore. So it's not like you go, oh, well, we'll take one preseason game off. Like, okay, but the starters don't even play in these preseason games anyway. So that's a moot point. And what are the owners going to give up? Oh, they're going to allow marijuana to be legal. Okay, that's the give back. It's going there anyway.
I haven't even seen that yet. I don't even know if the players got that. I've said this for a year. That's the easy trade-off, because I agree, it's going that way anyway. That's an easy give-back for the owners. Oh, you want your weed? Take your weed. We suspend less of our players? Go ahead, take your weed. Yeah. I haven't even read the players got that. Right? Maybe they will. I'm sure there's more that's going to come out. The only thing I've seen is they get their 1.5% of the pie, still less than half, to split with 1,699 other guys. Meanwhile, the 32 billionaires split their 51.5%, with 31 other guys.
They're laughing at the players.
That's a joke.
They are laughing at the players.
And Ted, they're gonna grow. I mean, look, revenue is gonna grow because there's gonna be added inventory with an extra game and an extra playoff team. So they're gonna grow revenue even more. It's the only way they can grow revenue outside of going to London.
Right.
Expand the playoffs. Expand an extra window for TV. So I don't like the 17 games either. Can I tell you a proposal that I really like? Stephen Douglas came up with this over at the Big Lead, and he had this like a month ago, 2 months ago. I thought it was a brilliant idea. Why do they need to add a game? Why not just add an extra week? Go to a 18-week schedule. They already play 17 weeks, 16 games. Add the extra week. Give the players an extra bye week. So now players get two bye weeks. They're still only playing 16 games, but the owners still get the added inventory. There's still a week 18 Monday night football game. There's still a week 18 week 18 there wouldn't be a Thursday night football game, but there's an added primetime game in there. You can still expand your postseason. They're still growing revenue. The players get an extra bye week. You're still only playing a 16-game schedule. Nothing changes in terms of watering down the postseason, getting a losing record into the postseason or changing records or anything like that, meaning statistical records. Like, you'd still play your 16 weeks. There'd be an extra bye week for the players. The owners get the added inventory of nationally televised games. I know that the owners wouldn't do that, and they don't have to do that. They don't have to be fair if the players are just going to cave to them like they're caving. Yeah. I feel like that'd be the best thing for fans, players, and ownership. It's easier for fans to digest. It's safer for the players, and the owners get their added inventory. Yeah. That feels like that satisfies everyone.
So it's the only thing from a fan's perspective is like, okay, so there's less games.
No, there's the same amount of games. You get an added bye week. So go take a week. I don't mind taking a week off of football here and there. I like when the Patriots are on the bye week because I can watch the rest of the league. I can miss the 1 o'clocks, heaven forbid. I can miss the 1 o'clocks 1 week and go do something with the family or go have the family do something and I'll ignore them. Yep. Whatever. Like I get an extra week in my life. I don't mind that. Now there's a whole extra Sunday you got to set aside and black out because the Patriots are playing.
And then push the Super Bowl back a couple of weeks, too, in the 18-game schedule.
That, too.
Right? It'd probably be President's Day weekend.
If you're adding a week, you'd already be moving the thing back. Maybe they move it up. I don't know.
Yeah. That would be great. That would be great. But the only thing is it doesn't kind of – let's face it. Don't you think the owners are proposing 17 games now? So that the next collective bargaining agreement,
they can go to 18?
18.
Yeah, so obviously. We're going to 18.
That's their ultimate goal. I mean, I've heard 18, 18, 18. Well, let's just throw out 18. I've been hearing 18 forever.
Right.
And so now it's like, well, what about 17? Well, that's maybe more palatable for the play. Okay, it's not 18. It's just a precursor to 18.
Correct. You get them used to playing 17, and then 18 doesn't seem like such a jump.
Right.
It's easy.
That's exactly right.
It's easy.
And, you know, and I love it. The players, you know, I know player safety. They talk about player safety. Here's what got on player safety when it comes to the owners. They don't care.
Of course not.
They don't care. They don't care about your safety. All right. Hey, all you NFL players out there listening right now, it's a hard.
No.
You will find that out. You play long enough, you will find that out.
No, you know, I mean, Robert Kraft cares about Tom Brady's safety. You know, the Hunts care about Patrick Mahomes' safety.
That's
because that affects their money.
That's exactly right.
That affects their marketability and their money. They care about the quarterback's safety, especially the really marketable ones, especially the big stars. Other than that, hell no.
You know what?
Of course they don't.
Adam, I would love for the players to actually stand up for. If these players stood up to the owners and actually, you know, went on strike and did not just cave to their demands, they would be. From former players like me, I would just think they were the great, like, what an awesome generation of football players to finally, you're the ones that said enough is enough. We're not caving. I couldn't believe they gave back 12% of the DGR, designated gross revenue,
the old CBA.
12% of the pie, they said, here. And then the owner said, okay, the big give back was unified working conditions, all right? So come in April. You don't have to come in March. Hey,
no less two days.
No two-a-days. The owner's like, okay, fine. Now, the coaches hate it, but the coaches don't have a say in any of this stuff. So it doesn't matter. But I would love the players if they actually stood up to the owners just one time.
They won't
do it.
I'd love to win the lottery, too. They're not going to do that. 617-779-0985. Let's get to all your thoughts on this. How does it affect you as a fan? Do you like 17 games as a fan? It's an extra week to watch football. It's an extra playoff team as well, so it increases the likelihood you're into the postseason. It's an extra game for you to watch on Wild Card Weekend. Do you like that as a fan? 617-779-0985. I, shockingly, like neither. I want to get to how it impacts a couple of specific people here in New England, as well as the team. Let's get to how this new CBA, 17 games, added playoff teams, all the fallout from it, how it impacts your quarterback, Tom Brady, right after the headlines from Sarge.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Patriots have an opportunity to talk to you now, and they have that opportunity until the middle of March. Have you spoken to them, and where do things stand with the team that you've been with the past 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, what a great, you know, two decades it's been. And, you know, I think they know how I feel about them, and I know how they feel about me. You know, we've always had a great relationship, and we always will. It's not much more to say other than that. There's a lot, again, that everyone needs to take some time to evaluate where they're at and the decisions they need to make moving forward. And the Patriots will do that. Every team will do that. The players who have the opportunity to be free agents will do that. And then when the time's right, I guess in 6 weeks from now, you know, everyone will be able to make their decisions.
Have you spoken with them?
Yeah, I have.
You've spoken with the Patriots?
Yep. I'm not going to elaborate much more than that, but yes, I have. I think that's a pretty normal thing for me. So, these are people that have been a part of my life for a very long time.
Tom Brady with Jim Gray before the Super Bowl on Westwood One. Oh. You're shaking your head there, Tom. Ted, who do you think he was talking to?
I can't get enough of the Jim Gray Tom Brady interview.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Like, it is like I have to hear these interviews every single week, man. And even in Houston when I was doing radio, and I just get in my car after the show and just I gotta turn on and hear the Jim Gray Tom Brady interview. They're just so just corny and awkward.
They are.
But
no doubt about it.
It's so really so transparent too in a way, right? But here's the couple things I'm shaking my head at. I wish Jim Gray would have followed up with this question after he asked Tom that question, which would be when Tom says, they know how I feel about him, then I know how they feel about me. Well, Tom, how do they feel?
How do they feel?
How do they really feel about
and
you?
And who are you talking to?
And is
who
they,
are the Patriots?
What are they?
What are you talking to? The mascot? Who are you talking to?
Right.
Well, like, you talking to the Crafts? Are you talking to Bill? Like, who are you talking to?
Right.
And how do each of them feel about you?
Right. I would love to know what Tom really thinks they feel about him. I mean, when you say they, it's one person. It's one person. This whole thing, this whole tour, this whole free agency, this whole, like, Tom, you know, going out there and flirting with every team and during this period. And good for him, man. Like, he is like, it comes down to.
He hasn't done it yet.
But he's about to go shake it, man. He is. It comes down to one guy. It's Bill Belichick. It is the dad that never gives you the approval that you want. You know, all your mom does and your family does, but you can't get it from your dad. And it's that one person, that one guy that you want approval and
right.
you want him to say, you're my guy.
Right.
I love you.
Where did you learn
Give
about this
hug.
Leverage, Tom? I learned from you,
That's
Dad.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I learned from you.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'd love to know, like, what Tom, to get maybe more specific, what does Tom think? How does Bill feel about him?
Okay, so I want to get to how this new CBA is going to impact Bill Belichick, and we'll do that coming up, because it will impact Bill Belichick. It's like it'll impact everybody in the league. How will it impact Tom Brady? And that's why we're playing some Tom Brady sitting there on Westwood One with Jim Gray prior to the Super Bowl. Greg Bedard wrote over the weekend, Ted, that the Patriots virtually need the new CBA to go through by March 18th if they want to get a deal done with Brady. And here's what he writes. He says, if the Crafts want to follow through on their stated desire to have Tom Brady finish his career with New England, they virtually need the CBA to be done by March 18th. Why? Without getting overly technical, when the NFL enters the last year of a CBA, the final league year, which they would after March 18th, their final fiscal year of the CBA, teams no longer have some of their fancy accounting tricks available to manipulate the cap. For the Patriots and the Saints, that would include not being able to include voidable dummy years in the contracts for their aging franchise quarterbacks. Both teams used them in their last deals with Brady and Breeze. Remember, Brady technically got a 3-year extension, but they were two dummy voidable years.
Right.
And they may be essential this time around as well. The voidable years allow a team to pay their player now by spreading out the cap hit for multiple years. For example, when the Patriots renegotiated Brady's contract last year, they gave him a $20.25 million signing bonus to bring him in line with most other quarterbacks. It's part of a 3-year contract with 2 years voiding March 18th. So with the bonus prorated, just 6.75 went on the Patriots cap last year. The rest of the 13.5 is set to hit the Patriots 2020 cap if an extension is not worked out. Also out the window would be some of these June 1st, post-June 1st designations, right? Where teams can save some money with some crafty accounting. You can't do that in the final year of a CBA.
I totally forgot about that.
So
yeah. Yep.
In the final league year, you're not allowed to do some of these creative cap loopholes. And
interesting.
Now, if there's a new CBA agreed to, those are back on the table.
Yep.
So that's Bedard's
yep.
way of saying okay. This new CBA, it increases the likelihood of Tom staying in New England
yep.
because you can work your way around some of that dead cap money and everything else.
Okay. So then here at the end of the day is we can, if based on that thinking, that rationale, Tom is not coming back here. The CBA is not getting done in the next 4 weeks.
I think it might.
You think?
That's
no.
what that's the latest
no.
reporting that they're going to get it done by March 18th.
No. An extension on the CBA?
Yeah.
I would be shocked unless there's been way more behind the scenes negotiating, talking than is maybe being reported. To me, I just think I would be shocked, Adam. That's all. I would be shocked. You know, I just think the 17 game schedule, I would think the players would fight a little bit. Like, I would
not.
Think they wouldn't cave that fast. So if it gets done, okay, yeah, all right, maybe. But even let's just say it gets done, for argument's sake. Say that the CBA is negotiated before March 18th, so all those things that Bedard laid out doesn't come to fruition. It doesn't matter. It's a moot point. This whole thing about Tom coming back here, and everybody thinks Tom's coming back here. Okay, what's got to happen for Tom Brady to come back to the Patriots? The thing that's got to happen.
They got to pay him and they got to surround him. They got to do both those things.
And you can't.
Probably in that order.
But, okay. I think if you pay him, then Tom won't worry about. It's more important that he gets paid than it is about surrounding him with the talent he wants. If he was getting paid, like what he. In a range that he feels is respectable and deservable and based on what he has done for this franchise,
I don't care. I don't think he cares if Adam Jones and Sarge was out there running routes for him.
I'm pretty slippery. I'm pretty quick.
All right, right. I mean, so you look, you guys have a nice little slot game, two man game. I'm sure. You know, if Adam gets hurt, but the point is, that's to me, it's about respect. Money equals respect, people. That's what Tom wants. He wants respect. He wants the money. Then the other stuff, I think, is a secondary thing. But Bill does not want to pay him. Do you think Bill's going to give him an increase in pay from last year? No. So Tom is, to me, it's a moot point to think that Tom's going to come back here, because he's not going to accept a deal for anything less than what he got last year.
So look, I think
it's going to be multiple years.
I think if Tom's looking at it and saying, man, there's an extra playoff team, maybe that increases the likelihood of me going to a place like LA with the Chargers, or maybe that increases the likelihood that I go somewhere else because it's easier for me to make the postseason.
A team that's maybe on the fringe.
I can see that saying that increases the likelihood of Brady going elsewhere. But again, with any crafty accounting here, no pun intended, with any crafty accounting here, it sounds like, you know, this could increase the likelihood of Brady coming back. So, you know, maybe that one's more neutral for Tom Brady. What does it mean for Tom Brady? Though I would skew, it does open up going other places and maybe winning a Super Bowl elsewhere now that there's an added playoff team. There's also Bill Belichick. What happens to Bill Belichick with this new CBA? He's chasing a wins record, right? An extra game per season, not such a bad thing for Bill Belichick. Let's get to that next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're coming up on 11 o'clock, 98.5 the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand, no Zo, no Beetle, Adam Jones, Ted Johnson. Until 2 here on a Thursday with all your phone calls, 617-779-0985. In case you're just tuning in, it sounds increasingly likely, though Ted remains skeptical. It's not like it's officially signed or anything, but it sounds increasingly likely that you're going to get 7 playoff teams in each conference beginning next year. And then the year after that, we're going to be going to a 17-game schedule with only 3 preseason games, and the players are going to get a slightly larger but still less than half percentage of the pie from these owners. And it could all be ratified by the beginning of the new league year on March 18th. So we want your thoughts on that as a fan, because for the players, I certainly get the playoff team. For the owners, I certainly get the added playoff game, the added inventory for that, and the players will get a larger cut as well. I think for a fan, it stinks. It waters things down. You get an extra playoff game, but last year that would be the Steelers or the Rams in their respective conferences. And you also lose out on a race for the number one seed. Like, you guys in 2004 wouldn't have been rewarded for going 14-2. The Steelers were 15-1. You would have gone 14-2 and not gotten a bye week.
And that's a shame. I think that's
You said earlier in 2001, you don't think you would have won the Super Bowl without the bye week.
I think it would have been very difficult. Look, we had a great team in 2001, but it just makes the road so much harder when you have to play an extra game. It really, really does. So, and I think 14-2, to use your 2004 example, 14-2,
you wouldn't have
to
got
me,
a bye.
Deserves a bye week.
Well, you don't get one now. Starting next year with this new thing, if the players cave by March 18th, yeah. And look, maybe they won't. It's Schefter reporting this, right? Yeah. So who knows? Like, Schefter's reporting it. He's close to ownership. Like, maybe we're being misled, and maybe we're going to get some blowback today from the players, and they're going to say, "Well, no, not so fast. We're not just going to cave and agree to this like we always do." Which, look, I think they're going to cave ultimately to the owners. I was surprised it would happen as quickly as March 18th, too. And maybe I was buying too much of the Schefter reporting, and that's too much of what the owners want out there. Maybe we need to wait to hear back from the players before I say it's a done deal or official or almost official, right? But it sounds like that's where we're going. I just kiss your bye week goodbye when you go 14-2. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
So, yeah, you get an added playoff race at the bottom of the playoff picture. You lose out last year's festivity, week 17, when the Patriots lost to the Dolphins and the Chiefs wound up winning their game. All that intrigue, yep, gone. That's right. Not a thing anymore. They're both playing on wild card weekend. There's no race.
Yeah, if the Chiefs, if these new rules were implemented this year, you know what? As good as the Chiefs were this year, I don't know, an extra game in the playoffs? Who knows? The matchup that maybe they had to play, you know, a team that – you know, they didn't match up well against. Who knows if they may. And you know what it does, too? It keeps the players really invested and motivated, too, to have two teams that get earned bye weeks in each conference. I mean, that you are playing as a player so hard to get that bye week. For the right to have that wild card weekend off is so huge for the collective psychology of a team. It is, not to mention what it does just for your body, too. It's just a huge, huge advantage knowing that you don't have to play an extra game in the playoffs to get to your ultimate goal, which is the Super Bowl.
So, look, we've talked a little bit about how it is advantageous or not an advantage for Tom Brady if this goes to 17 games, an added game for a 43-year-old man to get through. I think as a quarterback, it doesn't even matter. He's barely a football player.
Barely.
The way you're protected by these referees in the league. So
with you on that.
Whatever, man. One extra game. Like, they're not putting their bodies through all that much. I do think an added playoff team helps Brady make the decision to leave. And even if the Patriots can get craftier with, you know, these dummy years being on the books or not being on the books, depending on when the CBA is ratified, the Bedard point we talked about earlier, I still think it increases the likelihood he leaves slightly, because you can go sign with the Chargers and have a better chance of making the postseason. Mm-hmm. I know you got to be in the West with Patrick Mahomes. The Raiders are another good example. They missed the playoffs by a game. So in this, or they would have missed the playoffs by a game, rather, in this current proposal. So I think it makes it more likely Brady leaves this new agreement. So nice work if it gets done by March 18th. How does it work out for Bill Belichick? An extra game, probably good for him, right? An extra opportunity each season to get an added win to chase Don Shula. That's a good thing for
Love
Bill.
Love it in that aspect. And I think it's so funny. Bill's never gone on the record and said that he wants to beat Don Shula's all-time wins record. But don't kid yourself. I know how the man thinks. I know what's ultimately important to this guy. And he wants to beat Don Shula as far as most wins by a head coach in the NFL. And so you're right. You know, you're right. It's just another game for him to be able to coach and get closer to what is, I think, a very coveted, he will never admit it, ever, ever, ever publicly admit it, but privately, I guarantee you that is something he is gunning for.
Isn't it good for Bill, too? You don't have Brady anymore. It's easier to make the playoffs. Like, isn't that a good thing?
It's a great thing for Bill.
You know, like the Matt Cassel year, you're in the playoffs. Like, I've been talking about the other way a bunch. Yeah. Like, you know, because the Patriots are normally at the top of the conference. Yep. The Matt Cassel year, 2008, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I believe. I can't imagine they weren't the first team
shocked.
Out when they
shocked.
Were 11-5. Yeah. So
I've gotten first round buys with 11 wins.
In that format, the Patriots would have been a playoff team. Mm-hmm. With Matt Cassel, without Tom Brady, they would have been a playoff team. Like, the one thing you can hold against Bill. You know, they won 11 games that year, but the one thing you could say is, well, they didn't make the playoffs. What does that mean? They won 11 games. Great. They didn't make the playoffs. In this format, they would have made the playoffs. I think it's a bad thing for Brady coming back.
Yeah.
It increases the likelihood of him leaving, but it's a good thing for Bill. Extra chance to go get Shula, and it's easier to make the playoffs with Stidham or whomever.
Yeah, I was going to say, year after they went 10-6 and lost to Baltimore, and they just got in the playoffs of the wild card.
So they won their division. So they
but were, again, you know, in that scenario there, it's like 11-5. You should be, you know, you had a bye that year. You beat the Rams in Super Bowl 36, 11-5. That's unheard of now. 14-2, 13-3, that's out the door.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Weren't the Patriots, when they won in 2018, were they 11-5? Right, weren't they 11-5?
I think they were
11-5 that year.
They were 11-5.
You've won the Super Bowl twice with 11 wins.
But you were the number two seed.
Doesn't matter. But I'm just saying they've won the Super Bowl with a bye week with 11 wins, and then that year with Matt Cassel, they missed the playoffs.
Right, isn't crazy how that works?
But so that buys out though.
So that
last year.
But now you're a playoff team with Matt Cassel. It increases the likelihood of being a playoff team with Jarrett Stidham, Andy Dalton.
Yeah,
your guy who remains nameless, Ted. I know you have a guy that we're going to get to later on. But you know that. It increases the likelihood of making the playoffs.
Sure.
It's a good thing for Bill.
I would think so. But I also wonder, too, Adam, if he's like, well, how many times have the Patriots been the number two seed and won the Super Bowl? I think I was...
So, You bring up a good point.
So I wonder if Bill's like, hey, you know, that number two seed.
It's a good thing for Bill getting into the playoffs. Is it a good thing for the Patriots winning Super Bowls? Let's get to that. 617-779-0985. A little bit more on the history of the Patriots as that number two seed and what it means for getting to Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls, et cetera, right after the headlines here from Sarge.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.